the Chicago Cubs have won the 2016 World Series. And now here's host of the Mr. Fix-It Show in the city it happened, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Come on.
Are you all standing up and clapping? I'm clapping. I'm standing at the console. I'm so happy. Right?
Hi, everybody. It's Lou Manfredini. This is the Happy Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Lightkeeper Pro and by the Lindeman Chimney Company. Good morning to Veronica.
Good
morning. Now, I know you're not a huge sports fan. Did you watch any of the coverage at all yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't watch it. I did listen. I'm not a sports fan because I just don't have time. You know this.
Yes.
Being a busy, busy person.
Right.
I just don't have time.
Right, because you're busy going to the Speedway and like getting cups, like asking the guy for, hey, got a spare sleeve of cups that I could borrow? No, really, I'm making candles. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not making, you know, any meth in my kitchen or any, well, not that I know of.
Chemistry's kind of the same, right?
I guess it is. I don't know.
You're mixing things together, hoping there's no explosion.
Right, right. And there is a flame involved. That's funny. It's just great. Lindsay, I know that you were busy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you watch you said you and your husband were going to, you taped the whole thing?
We did. I didn't get to watch,
the parade and stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
We taped it, and I finally got to do some celebrating last night, and we got some champagne, and we watched the DVR of the parade. It was awesome.
Your son, Veronica, would like that. We were sitting, so we're at Wrigley Field. We're along Waveland Avenue. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, everybody. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. I promise I'm going to get to all your calls. I'm just so excited about this that I need to talk about it. We were on the side of Wrigley Field, right at Kenmore and Waveland, where they had all these buses. And I'm as close to the buses as I am to Lindsay, who is on the other side of a wall in another studio next to me. And the buses are empty at this point. And here's the thing that I mentioned this quickly. I was on Steve Bertrand on his noon show, the Wintrust Business Lunch on Friday. Here's the thing that I really want to know. And this is who we have to talk to. Next week we need to talk to. Who's in charge of organizing all of this for the Cubs? And this is what I mean. They won this thing midnight on Wednesday. Okay? Right? When we showed up to Wrigley Field, there was a giant fence surrounding the field, you know, meticulously laid out with a canvas covering each section so that you couldn't see through the fence. And then those double-decker buses that the guys were on, that the team and the families were on, were all completely wrapped in World Series regalia. Okay? So my question is, did they do all that in advance? And if they didn't win, they just took it all off? Or who were the poor people that were wrapping these, however many buses they were, with this stuff on Thursday?
I would imagine that they had a plan, and that the second that they won, they sent the crew out. Because what a waste of time if you do all of that and then
right, but
you have
yeah,
to
they
take
had
it
to
out.
Have they had to have a, had a plan because they had all those trolleys first, right? Then they had all those double decker buses. And by the way, who has all those double decker buses? I mean, like, what company is sitting around with those buses? They're loving this, right? But the whole thing, and you know, the police department, and all, I mean, the whole whoever that person is at the Cubs that does that, they're a genius, because it all kind of went off without a hitch.
And I was trying to find the parade route right around midnight when they won, and I even on Craigslist already there were all these ads out for, like, you know, people they wanted help with, vendors at Grant Park. And it's just crazy how, like you said, how meticulous it all is and how much organization and planning goes into it before it even happens.
Yeah, it was fun. It was so much fun. And you know, the amount of people, what was it? The seventh largest human gathering is what they estimate.
Yeah, they were saying like 5 million
All others were religiously based, which
some would
argue, right? Some would argue that this was a religion as well. But it was amazing, and it was so much fun to be a part of, just to see those players get on those buses and go. And then when we got back home, we got to watch a little bit. I thought that I'm very proud of Pat Hughes. You know, Pat Hughes, who was here at WGN for so many years, he and Ron Coomer, and all the broadcasters before that, as I mentioned with Mike this morning. For those of you that you know, listen all the time, you know, we're always trying to give you good content, and when the team's not doing well, a lot of lean years, you know, it was Pat's job and Ron Santo, God bless him, and Ron Coomer now, to keep the audience. You know, it's like if the game's stinky, people just don't listen. They turn it off and go, the Cubs are going to lose, whatever. They did a lot of that. And so there were a lot of lean years for those men broadcasting those games. And to have a season like this is a dream for someone that has to talk about it, you know, every single day. And then I thought Pat did a great job yesterday at the rally as well, acting as the master of ceremonies. And it all went very smoothly. And all those men are legends. They are going to be – they will have the stature of the 69 Cubs. They will never buy another beer in this town.
Mm-mm.
Ever. 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 Oh, my gosh. There's right. Addison Russell. Let me buy you a beer.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. There's Joe Maddon. Let me buy you two beers. Right? I mean, it's crazy.
Okay, can I ask another question really quick?
Sure.
So at midnight, Dick's Sporting Goods opened on Wednesday night.
Right.
What? And they had so much, you know, merchandise already. What do they do with the Cleveland's merchandise?
So I talked to my son about this, and we could talk to him when he gets in as well. But it used to be, I think, that they would make all this stuff.
Right.
Right? They'd make an allotment of it. So whatever it is. Say it's 1,000 pieces. And the losing team, they would, Quinn said, I wonder if they've already shipped it all to Azerbaijan. They would ship it to like these third world countries because they're nice shirts and
right.
They're nice hats and whatever, but they didn't win. And now I think they have to destroy it.
Oh, wow.
Right. Because we're such a global society now. If I shipped that the Cleveland Indians were the World Series champ to Azerbaijan, somebody has a cell phone and an Instagram account.
Right.
Right? It's not like it was 20 years ago.
Huh.
So I think they just destroy it.
Maybe we could find a country that doesn't have cell phone. You know, there's got to be some little, tiny little spot in the world.
Right, but the problem is those people don't wear clothes.
I bet they recycle it all, though.
You think they munch them up and turn them into something else?
They must.
It's too bad
they
couldn't just put a big blank, you know, canvas, like, you know,
I did see a story about a young man who the day of the game 7 got a tattoo with the Cleveland Cleveland Cavaliers, because they won the championship, right? And the Cleveland Indians logos on his arm, and it says 2016 champs. Oops.
So he has to go erase that?
I guess. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I promise I won't talk Gary all day about the Cubs. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, go Cubs. I've been waiting since 62.
So you don't mind the Cubs talk?
All the great teams.
Right.
Team had a mishmash of nobody great, period.
Right. Right.
Which I don't get, but I've got a problem, and I've had it for a year.
Okay.
And it's right above my windows. And I live in a condo. And when I had the water would drip through before, when I first noticed it.
Through the windows?
Through the ceiling.
Okay.
And the floors are concrete poured. And we just had new brickwork done on the outside of the building. We had all the caulking done around all the window sills, top of the windows, on the sides of the windows. But yet, the area has gotten softer, but no water is coming through. But yet, the area has gotten soft, and it's still moist above my window. In the ceiling, and it's also going into the above the window itself.
So you said that
the ceiling and the window meets that area.
Yeah.
Also, it's soft, and the soft area is in the same area where the water was coming through before, but no water's coming through, but it's all soft.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. Concrete poured floors, but then you have drywall over the top of it, correct? So you've got a drywall wall and you have a drywall ceiling.
Correct.
The area where the window meets the the wall above the window and the ceiling portion there, above you is another unit and there's a window above you?
Yes.
Okay. And you said they had new brickwork done, meaning the place was tuck pointed, or what was happening?
It was tuck pointed above the lintels, and we had new four courses of brick above each window.
Right.
And it was all done, and they sealed everything. They sealed around, caulked around all the windows.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the unit itself, in that particular room, what room is that?
That's the living room.
And is it a living room above you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, no plumbing runs on the outer side of these floors over there.
Well, we have baseboard heat, where you have the copper pipe tubing runs through the base heat. We have that.
Okay. And have you...
But we had our building maintenance man go up and look above us to see if there's any water in the area where the baseboard heat is.
Mm-hmm.
No water.
Okay.
I have a problem.
Yeah. What it might be is if it's depending on where these pipes run, which I would think run through the concrete. I mean, it sounds like you've attacked everything that could happen on the exterior with the brickwork being tuck pointed, the new brick over the lintels, the waterproofing on the outside. It's probably a safe bet that you're getting no water from the exterior coming in. My guess is the piping that runs to those hot water baseboards is condensating in the uninsulated concrete space. And that's why when you talk about it's wet or it's soft, but you don't see any dripping water, it's excessive moisture coming through. Now, the only way that you're ever going to determine this is you've got to open up those walls. And in particular, the ceiling's probably not going to help you, but the wall has to open up where it meets the floor, and then someone has to use some kind of camera. There's like a couple companies that make these small little cameras with like a 3-foot gooseneck that you can stick up in there so you can turn the corner easily to take a look. And I bet you're going to find condensation up there, and some additional insulation on that outside wall could be the solution to this moisture issue, in particular because you're telling me it's so localized in one area. So a little bit of investigation work and more insulation, like a spray foam to expand and really seal it up, I bet will do the trick. Thanks so much for the phone call, Gary. Good luck with that project. It's 7:25 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
This is Nick Offerman. This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Son of a... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
He's very happy. He's a huge Cubs fan. Thank you, Nick, for doing that. That was very nice. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Hey, what's our Noodaloo 2? Did you tell me that already?
Sorry, are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Our Noodaloo 2. Oh, I didn't even print out your... I'm very busy.
I know, you're very busy thinking about the Cubs.
Our Noodaloo 2 is a great Wi-Fi battery.
Oh, right. You're going to love this. Yeah, this is a really good one coming up. If you have existing smoke detectors and you want to make them a little smarter, I love this idea. It'll be coming up in just a few minutes. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN, and this is Tony in Chicago. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
Very nice. I had two quick questions, if I may.
Sure.
My first one is I have a deck post that I have to replace, and my question is I have to pour a footing. would it, am I, is there any beneficial, is there anything beneficial to burying the post in the footing, or would I put it on top of the footing?
Well, I'm not a huge fan of post in pier, because over time the acids in the concrete will eat it away. And so if you're going to replace that post, obviously you're going to build some sort of temporary support for the deck, yes, just sir. To keep it where you're at. And then do you have an existing footing there now that you have to take out?
No, it used to be cantilevered from the house.
Got it. Okay. When you go to dig that, how much space do you have under the deck to dig the hole?
There's approximately it was cantilevered about 5 feet.
Right, but then how high off the ground is it?
It's about 7.5 feet.
Oh, okay. So you can get under there with a post hole digger.
Oh yeah. I have house jacks holding it up now.
Okay. Yeah, make sure you go down at least 42 inches. When you get down to the when you get down to the bottom, I want you to bell out the hole, meaning that you're going to dig it out so it's a wider platform.
Okay.
And in a perfect world, and this is code requires this, you're going to buy a sonotube, you know, which is a like an 8-inch or a 10-inch round, essentially cardboard form.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to drive that into the hole you just dug, and then leave it up a little bit from where you belled out at the bottom, and fill that in. You see, having the concrete have a shape that's more consistent instead of just letting it fill in the dirt creates a more stable footing, and then level it off to where you need to. And then when you put that new post on, don't let the wood sit right on top of the concrete. The trick is to take a piece of shingle, you know, if you got a piece of felt paper even, put that down first and then put the post on top of that.
Beautiful.
Next question.
I appreciate that. My next question is, if you have been covering your mouth when you cough or sneeze and washing your hands often.
Oh, this is Tony, my buddy. you're my new buddy. Thank you so much. Tony's the voice of O'Hare. I was just in the men's room and I heard your voice the other day.
Isn't it comforting?
It is comforting. Now, hold on. Wait. What? Hold on a second. Now, I want people to know this about you. You have worked at O'Hare for how long?
31.5 years.
You're not a broadcaster.
Negative.
What do you do at O'Hare?
I'm an electrical foreman at O'Hare.
Right. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yes. I love hearing you. Don't take this the wrong way, but I love hearing you in the men's room.
Well, my girlfriend finds it creepy.
Well, you tell her you're a hero to me, my friend. Hey, get him a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt. From our friends at Fox Home Center and made by Rags of Honor, putting veterans back to work. Oh, we'll play Tony's rejoin when we come back right after these.
The city of Chicago reminds you to cover your mouth when you cough and to wash your hands regularly. Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
Sitting in the men's room going, hey, I know that guy. We're not sitting. Standing. Although I will tell you that one of my favorite things about O'Hare Airport is it's the only airport that has the spinning toilet seat plastic.
It's amazing.
Okay, but then I have a friend that works at the airport, and they said they're taking that out.
Oh, I heard that.
He said because people don't believe that it's new.
My sister doesn't.
Okay, my friend said they are meticulous about those seats, that once a month, in all of the bathrooms, or maybe it's more than once. It's more than once a month. They take it all apart and do this deep cleaning of the apparatus, and they're constantly loading. I think it's the greatest thing ever. Sam, do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't been to O'Hare in like 4 years.
Okay, so the toilet seats, I think they're called, well, they used to be called Bella Bagno, which means beautiful bath in Italian. Oh, no, that's not French. And there's in the toilet seat, has a plastic bag that you wave your hand over and it rotates so you have a clean thing to put your bum on.
It's like Saran wrap around the toilet lid.
And it recycles itself?
No. So then it gets to the end and then somebody comes and swaps it out. I think it's the great...
Why would they
only
take that out?
It is the... You know how many airports I go to? I've never seen that at any other airport in this country. And I've been to every single state except two.
Which two?
Alaska and Hawaii. Hmm. Isn't that crazy?
I smell a remote.
Oh, believe you have no idea.
In Maui.
I have tried. Well, I would rather, quite frankly, I would rather do Alaska. Right?
I think you're by yourself there.
Didn't we try that?
No, I go to Hawaii and he can go to Alaska.
You wouldn't go to Alaska?
I'd go to Alaska, but I mean, come on, it's Hawaii.
Yeah. Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. Never been to Alaska. Okay. That is the greatest. So anyway, when you're in the bathroom, you hear Tony all the time. All the time. And when I see a lot of men go use the bathroom and they don't wash their hands, I'm like, are you not listening?
To Tony.
Yes. Time now for our Noodaloo 2. Okay, so, you know, there's all these smart devices. Everything's about the smart device. Do you want me to stop talking? Okay, never mind. Take a listen.
Not everyone is inclined to rewire their home for a full Nest experience or invite an Amazon robo assistant named Alexa into your lives. But even smart home holdouts will admit there are some appliances around the house whose digital updates could be pretty beneficial. For instance, your smoke alarm. Our Noodaloo 2 this week is from Roost, a company that makes a series of Wi-Fi-enabled fire and carbon monoxide detectors. If you don't want to replace your hardware store smoke detectors with Roost's hardware, the company also makes an internet-connected 9-volt battery that fits in regular smoke alarms, transforming your cheap plastic unit into a cloud-connected system. The battery is an inexpensive way to dip your toe in the water in the Internet of Things without making a ridiculous investment. Plus, it's more practical than a fridge that texts you when you're low on skim milk. The Roost Wi-Fi battery is controlled by an app, so say there's a false trigger, maybe you burnt your morning toast, you can just turn off the siren with your phone rather than beat the alarm off the wall with the broomstick. And if your smoke detector goes off when you're not around, Roost's system alerts your phone and the phones of anyone else you want, like your family or maybe your neighbors. I love this part. The Roost battery can also tell you when your battery is dead or dying. The company claims the battery will only need replacing every 5 years, but with the app, you'll always know how much juice is left. So say goodbye to those annoying 3 a.m. chirps when you're blindly trying to figure out which one is chirping. Installation is easy. If you can install a battery, you can install the Roost Wi-Fi battery. Each battery goes for about $35, but are on sale now for $25. Find out more at GetRoost.com. I will put a link up to the website on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com and also up on his Facebook page. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
You know what continues to amaze me about all this technology is how tiny it is. Now think about everything that you just described that this product does. And it is the exact same size as a 9-volt battery. Mm-hmm. It will fit into your existing alarm just like a 9-volt battery. And it connects to your Wi-Fi system. I love this if you've got a grandmother that you're keeping track of or an elderly parent where, you know, like, I'm going to switch out these smart, and I'm sure that we don't need that. I don't need the Nest. I don't need the blah, blah, blah. You're crazy. Okay, I'm just going to change the batteries. You could, without them even knowing.
Right.
I'm going to change the batteries. Pop it in. If they have Wi-Fi, they need an internet, but I would imagine most do. Mm-hmm. And now, God forbid it goes off, it texts you. You can be in Florida and your house is in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And you'll know that the smoke alarm went off. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And they have their own, did you say in the Noodaloo 2 about how they have their own device too?
They have their own smoke alarm. This was just pretty much focusing on the battery, but they have just released their actual smoke alarms.
Right. Which are pretty affordable.
Include the, yeah, they're, I think they're between 50 and 70.
You know, when I was, we featured this on the Today Show with Lou's Life Changers with the ladies, Kathleen and Hoda, and I was, in the notes that you gave me, I didn't pick up on, and you mentioned it now, that the battery lasts 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a typical 9-volt battery is more than a year, but the fact that you get 5 years out of a $25 investment,
right,
and the fact that it can communicate with you, I think is the deal of the century. Right.
I really love. I mean, you should see me when these things are chirping in our house. I mean,
you have no idea. And the sound bounces.
Right.
And you can be right under it and think that's the one. And it's not.
I will never forget when we featured you and I featured or you featured something on, I want to say WGN TV, a smoke alarm. And a couple, and it was for some reason I took it home with me. It was in my bag and it kept beeping. because the bat. And David and I tore the house. I mean, we went to every single room, and we're like, this isn't, we changed all the batteries, and we're still beeping. It was like,
and it was in your purse.
It was in my purse.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, the information is up on our Facebook page. Go to LouManfredini at Facebook.com. We'll also put it up at WGNRadio.com, and you can learn all about it there as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls right after these. 7:58 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Here's Neil in Orland Park. Hey, Neil, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. How you doing?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
I just bought a house 2 years ago, and it has a sump pump and ejector pump. And I was wondering if there was any tricks to figure out when they need to be replaced, or if I should just be replacing them every 5 years.
So as a rule of thumb, I've always said that pump life is about 7 years. Switch life is about 3. Now, if you're unsure, I would start with the sump. I mean, the ejector pit, if it doesn't, you know, what is the ejector pit service? You have a basement bathroom?
Washer and dryer in the basement, and then I believe they tied it into the drain tile because it runs quite a bit when it rains.
They tied your washer and dryer into the drain tile?
No, the ejector pump. Both the ejector and sump tied into the...
So it's almost like a backup.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're unsure of the age of the sump pump, I would start with that and replace it. That way you know. You know what I mean? Because with the ejector, and in particular because you have this tied together, which technically is not how it should be done, but regardless, we won't give anybody your address. Then on the ejector side, you know, in a couple, if it runs for another couple of years, you know, spread the cost out. I really like the Zoeller sump pumps. They're cast iron. They're really well made. They cost a little bit more, but I would use one of those for your sump. And then when you go to change out the ejector pit, I'd use the same manufacturer with that. And then just put on your calendar that 7 years from now, you're going to swap them out.
Okay.
All right.
7 years for both.
7 years for both.
Awesome.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thank you.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. I've been driving all night,
my hands wet on the wheel. 8:09 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, PermaSeal Basement Systems, and by Fox Home Center. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It was nice yesterday during the Cubs celebration and the parade. I believe Judy Pylak and John Williams were like on top of the roof of the Tribune Tower. And John obviously is in town and got to do a little play-by-play as they came down Michigan Avenue. It was just a sea of people, which was just absolutely amazing. And I heard a little Miguel Montero appeared on another radio station, Sam, and a little bit of complaining about not playing enough. Have you heard that?
Yeah, he was upset about his role.
And, yeah.
You know, you'd think he'd wait maybe a week after the parade and rally.
Yeah, the timing of it's probably not. Everybody's so happy that, I mean, I think that if you're a fan, you know, he had some clutch moments.
He had the grand slam against the Dodgers.
Right.
Game one.
Right. And so, I mean, I think that you got to step back a second and kind of look at the bigger picture on that. It's unfortunate that, I get it, you know, everybody, they all want to play, right? Every one of them.
He said the biggest problem that he had was that nobody communicated with him, that nobody told him that his role would be reduced.
Right.
So, I mean, you can understand that with a veteran player, but I still think the timing was a little poor.
Yeah. I was thinking, too, about the whole Tommy La Stella thing?
Oh, I tried to forget that.
I know, but interesting that how it all worked out for him, right? I only want to play for the Cubs. I only want to play for the Cubs, and he was up on that stage. I mean, it's just sort of interesting how you're never quite sure how life's going to work out.
I don't know if you caught this different side note, but DNA Info did a story. The title is 108 Years of Trash Left Behind After the Celebration. Like all the garbage and all the booze bottles and all that that was like scattered across Chicago. Like the city probably cleaned that for 12 hours yesterday.
I bet they did.
Because nobody was throwing anything in the garbage. They were just throwing it on the curb.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it's something. It is something. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines here. My phone system is all of a sudden just went dead with names. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Lou Manfredini. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Frank.
Hi, Frank. How can I help you?
I have a boiler for my heating system.
Okay.
I have the expansion tank up above there. The it's like 30 inches by 12 inches. It's up by the ceiling above the boiler.
Okay.
And I think it's waterlogged. And I know how to drain it. I turn off the power supply. I turn off the valve feed for the water going in.
Right.
I open up and drain the water out. And I also have on the other side an air inlet that I open up to let the air go in to, so that the water comes out the other side and comes down my hose and into the drain.
Correct.
And I know you're supposed to drain the whole thing. Okay. And then to put the water back in, obviously I closed the drain valve, but do I leave that air inlet open or do I close that also when I let the water back in?
No, you keep that's closed. And actually that air inlet, a lot of times it's precharged with like you actually use a like a bike pump to put a little air in it.
So yeah,
how often have you done this?
I only...
Because really, expansion tanks, you pretty much leave them alone.
Yeah, it hasn't been done often. I only did it because I have a very, very slow drip coming out where the relief... What's it called? The pressure valve?
The relief valve on the boiler or on the expansion tank?
It's for the boiler. There's a relief valve. There's a pipe that comes down to the floor.
Right.
And I have a little bit of water coming out of there. So
That is not. Okay, I'm gonna stop you a second.
Okay.
How old is the boiler?
I would say approximately 30 years old.
Okay. And have you do you have it regularly serviced? What do you do as far as keeping it, you know, in shape?
No, I don't have it regularly serviced. I just go down there with a vacuum and I vacuum
clean it out. That kind of stuff.
There's rust down by the.
And to the best of your knowledge, that expansion tank is original.
Yes.
Okay. And it's and on that expansion tank, do you have valves on the pipe that feeds to the expansion tank? Does it hang off of a T? In other words, is there a pipe that goes across and then there's a T where the expansion tank hangs from? Or does the pipe just feed to the expansion tank and stop?
I believe the cold water coming in, it's a pipe that goes right to the expansion tank and stops.
Okay, and that's it?
That's it.
And you have a valve on that pipe?
The valve to shut the water off coming in, yeah.
Correct, okay.
Okay.
Here's what I would tell you. That pressure relief valve that you have the leak, the reason you have that leak is that you need to replace the pressure relief valve, not the expansion tank.
Okay.
So there are two different things going on here. It wouldn't surprise me, and it would be a wise investment at this point, because I don't know what your skill set is, but in order to change that pressure relief valve, you have to drain the system down.
Okay.
And that you probably want to leave to an HVAC contractor. That is well-versed in hydronics, and they may tell you that we should probably swap out this expansion tank because it's 30 years old. Expansion tanks are not expensive, and the fact that you have a valve there, which is great, and while we're doing all this work, shut the valve off, take the old expansion tank off, screw a new one on, service this whole thing, change out the pressure relief valve, refill the system, bleed the system, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're good to go.
Okay.
I would definitely do that.
All right.
Where do you live?
In Oak Forest.
Okay. So we got a bunch of different sponsors that do HVAC work, but for the hydronic stuff, this iWantSmart.com association is a bunch of really high-quality HVAC contractors, and they specifically have people there that specialize in hydronics, which is what you need, somebody that does hot water heat. Tell them you've got this 30-year-old boiler, hasn't been serviced, I'm worried about the expansion tank, and I got this leak in the pressure relief valve. They can come out and set this all up for you so that as the heating season continues, you're ready to go. Appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Audrey in Countryside. Hi, Audrey. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I know you like the sound of Tony's voice in the bathroom at O'Hare, but I got a sound coming from my toilet after I flush it that I do not like.
All right, tell me about it.
I'll give you a little background. I go away for most of the summer, and I shut the toilet. I don't shut all the water in the house, shut the toilets. And when I came back one of the times and turned the water on, when you flush the toilet, if you want me to flush it, I could do it, and you could hear it.
But go ahead. Let me hear it.
All right. Is this a first or what, Luke?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Okay.
That little hum?
Can you hear that?
That little hum?
Yeah. Little? It's loud to me. It's not a hum, Lou. You're used to Tony.
Okay. Are you still there at the toilet?
I am at the toilet. Yes, I am, Lou.
Can you see the fill valve that comes out of the wall? Oh, that's good.
You mean with the thing I shut off in the summer?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn that to the right a half a turn.
Okay. I did it, but it's the sound is from the previous flush.
Do a little more. Wow, that is something. So that is what I was trying to do was slow down the pressure of the water coming in. If you keep turning it off and slow down the water, it'll go down, or you need to replace the fill valve on that toilet.
The fill valve, yeah. That's the thing inside?
So where that water line goes up, you know, to the bottom of the toilet, that apparatus is what's giving you the sound.
Mm. Okay.
Why don't you like that?
Well, because I it's not something I would like to get my hands into.
All right.
Anyway.
Do me a favor. Are you still in the bathroom?
I am.
All right. Turn the water all the way off for me.
So all the way to the right, right?
Correct. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Yeah. All right.
All right. And the toilet is full, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now flush it. No sound, right?
No.
All right. But now it's not going to fill up. Now take that valve and just turn it a quarter of a turn. Hmm. Is water coming in?
It is.
Is it humming?
Not yet. No. No. That's it?
Who loves you, Audrey?
Well, I know you love Tony more, but
no, I love you more.
You do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. I love you so much. Can we give Audrey something? How about this? I've got an apt gift card, $50 apt gift card, and you can go to abt.com to learn more, and you can go buy a nice appliance, and your toilet will take a little longer to fill, but it's not going to hum anymore. How about that? I love when we solve the problems on the radio. You're listening to Lou Manfredini. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. It's 8:20 in the morning. I'm so happy. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Mike Steven, and now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. And by the way, if the show started late, it's probably my fault. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. There ain't nothing wrong with this old
house. It just needs a little home. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Carrie in Sycamore. Hi, Carrie. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou.
How can I help you?
Hey, perfect timing. I was in my garage, it's really a barn, and looking at all my LED, or actually fluorescent 4-foot shop lights, and I've got 16 of them in there. at each hole two bulbs. So I got 32 bulbs out there, and I heard the eighth commercial, and I was looking at them, noticing that they're starting to flicker, the ballasts are going. So, you know, the inside of my house is all LED'd out, but nobody really ever talks about, like, the shop lights, like the 4-foot or the bigger ones.
Oh, I can.
What are the options and how do they work?
Yeah, I can give you a personal. I can give you personal experience. We own a couple hardware stores, and we have a store in Villa Park, and we swapped out all of the 4-foot. They were T8 bulbs.
Yeah.
To direct wire LED bulbs by Fight. And so okay. It's called a ballast bypass light. So you have to open up the fixture, You disconnect the ballast, and then you just direct wire. If you can imagine, the 4-foot tube at the one end has a wire that comes out of it, not at the very end, but kind of off to the side, And then you wire it into your lights. Let me give you this example. The electric bill on that store in Villa Park, when we had traditional fluorescent tubes, was about $1,200 a month. Now, you know, it's a big store. You got lights on for, you know, 12, 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
It went down to $600, sometimes under $600 a month. And the light is, now it's bright, but in a shop and or a barn, that's what you want. You know what I mean? And in a retail store, that's what you want. The bulbs now are down to about, I mean, if you went to your local Ace, they could order them in. They're probably $10 a piece.
Oh, wow, something.
$11, you know, something like
they
that.
Last forever, essentially, right? I mean, way more than
for you in a shop. You, if you had to replace one in 10 years, I would be surprised.
And is there a temperature? Any temperature? Because you know,
nope.
Barn gets cold. It's not like a
doesn't matter. Okay, it's a diode, and so how many light fixtures do you have?
I think there's 16. So there'll be 32 bulbs.
Yeah. So you're gonna pop open the fixture. What we did, we just left the ballast there. We snipped it, rewired it. Why do I need to take the ballast out? It's up in the fixture. It's done. Your trick. What we did is on a fluorescent fixture like that, a shop light or a linear fixture, you need to put a hole in the cover to get the wire in for the bulbs.
Okay. That's
so
no problem.
It is a little bit of a problem because the metal is kind of, you know, the metal is kind of flimsy, and when you try and drill it. So what we did is we took a pair of tin snips on the end of that cover and made two cuts and then just folded the metal back to create a little opening so that on the one end of the lights, you slide the wires up and you put them, you wire it up, you put the whole fixture up and you're done.
Sure. So those were fake direct wired.
They're called ballast bypass LED linear lights.
I will go order some at my Genoa Ace.
Yeah, boy, I love when people listen. I love that. That's awesome. And you're going to be really happy with the brightness of it. And real quick on the LED light thing, this is funny because I am married to the Princess in the Pea, right? She is the Princess in the Pea, and I swapped out in our kitchen. In Chicago, I swapped out all the can lights with LED bulbs, and I didn't tell my wife. She came in the kitchen, was there for maybe 15 minutes, and said, "Did you change all these bulbs? Because they were a little brighter." But I hadn't. We have two sets of these can lights, and the one with the halogen bulbs I didn't change, and then I changed this run of about 11 bulbs with the LEDs. I said, "Hold on a minute. I'm going to install a dimmer now," because before they weren't on a dimmer. I put a universal dimmer where these lights are operating, and I literally took the dimmer, a preset dimmer, and just notched it down just a tiny little bit to take the edge off of the LED lights. The can trims that we use have a mirror on them, so you can really see the color temperature of the light against the mirror. And when you look at the LED bulbs that I installed, with the little dimmer preset. So once it's set, you really don't do anything with it. And then the halogen bulbs that I didn't change, the color temperature is exactly the same. Exactly the same. And now that it's on a dimmer, I've noticed that we actually use the dimmer depending on if we're having a party or something that we've never done that before for 13, or how long have we lived in that house? 15 years. So if you're considering changing out to LEDs, but you're worried, oh, the color, it's too bright, it's too harsh, it's not an issue anymore. Go to Ace. They have all the answers. They do a really nice job of training everybody on what these lights are. But just know you're probably going to have to install a universal dimmer. Your existing dimmer probably won't work because the LEDs, the technology behind them has changed or is different, and it needs a little more power to it to make sure that it works. But once you dim it, they look fabulous. Quick break, and then we'll get the news. This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here, because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement.
With Lou Manfredini.
But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
On Chicago's very own.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
720 WGN.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me.
8:41 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. All right, let me ask you this. You know, flooring in your home, I'm always amazed by the amount of commercials that I see on television. That how many people must buy furniture like crazy. Isn't it amazing how many different furniture companies are constantly have commercials on TV? I mean, I see the Bob's Discount guy every other day now, right? With his little minion guy. And then you got the Walter E. Smith guys. And then you got the, you know, the room. I mean, it is amazing how many furniture. And then the other thing you see a lot of is flooring companies, right?
Don't you guys keep it until it like absolutely falls apart, like your couch or your chairs? You know, springs are sticking out and in poking you in the back. Maybe I'm just cheap.
Well, no, we have a sectional that's in our little family room that has a little divot in it in one section where our daughter Carmen loves to go curl up right there in front of the TV and fall asleep. So she always calls that her spot. But then all my kids fight for that spot. I never sit there because I get in the couch, I can't get out of the couch. It's like it's too. And my wife and I both look at that saying, we got to replace this thing. I mean, it's crazy, right? And
but they love it.
They love it. But it's, I mean, it's not beat up or anything. There's no spring sticking out of it. But
you call that the groove, right? That's what it's. That's what Homer Simpson called it.
But
the groove.
Is that what it is, Carmen? It when she comes home from school, that's where I'll find her curled up, right in that spot, all 6 feet long of her. Curled up in that little, to your point, the groove. But I'm really not here to talk about furniture. I'm here to talk about flooring. And there's all this different flooring out there. This came across to me that I thought was very interesting. Quartz carpeting. Okay? Like I said, let that sink in a second. Quartz carpeting. But it's really not carpeting. Joining me on the phone line right now is Lynn Robinson. She's the Director of Sales and Marketing for Quartz Carpet. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Now, when I say quartz carpeting, people are thinking, okay, I'm thinking of carpeting. I'm thinking of my bedroom where I have wall-to-wall carpeting, and I'm thinking about quartz. Wait a minute. That's what I have on my countertop, or that's what I really want on my countertop. That doesn't seem like it's possible.
Exactly. We're using the word carpet in the very loosest term as a covering. You know, something that the carpets an area, covers an area.
Okay.
So it's really, really not a carpet. It is very definitely made out of stone, but it is loose quartz pebbles that have been brought together with resin. It's like kind of making a cake batter. You take the resiny, goopy stuff and you throw the pebbles in and make a big batter out of it and spread it out on the floor and trowel it. Now, look, I don't want to give the wrong impression. It is not a do-it-yourself cause.
Right.
This is something that our certified installers would come in and do.
Okay, so is this your version of a terrazzo floor?
It's sort of similar to that kind of an installation concept, but it's a very, very different look. It has much more of a textured look, partly where the word carpet comes into it, because when you look across the floor, you see different color variations in it. You see like you do fibers in carpeting, you know, that it looks kind of light and kind of dark. If you got down right down next to it, maybe all those fibers are exactly the same color.
Right.
But the way that the light hits it, it gives it variations. And that's what this does. And then again, like I said, it has a texture to it.
All right. So then, in other words, when the installer's coming in, unlike a terrazzo floor where it sounds as if the overall installation process is similar, you're not doing any grinding. How they trowel it on and finish it is what it will look like.
Exactly.
All right. Take me through a typical installation process and or where a floor like this, like the optimal place you'd like to see this floor in a home.
Well, first of all, this is an indoor or outdoor product.
Oh.
It can be used for patios, for pool decks, for walkways. It can come in the house, and it could be used for a great room. It could be used for a kitchen.
How about a garage floor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What makes the difference of how it wears for those different applications is what kind of a resin you use with it and how solidly you seal it off and so forth. We're going to leave it as a non-porous substance for indoor and make it porous for outdoor so that if it, you know, rains on it, the water's going to go right on through and not puddle. But, you know, if you had it in the bathroom and you step out of the shower, you don't want the water going down in between the pebbles. You want to be able to wipe it up right away.
Now, in a bathroom setting, would the installation be, would you go up and create a cove?
Mm-hmm. You absolutely can, yes.
So that can be finished off so you could essentially create a pan. Could I use this as a shower base?
Yes, you could. And you can also use it as a shower wall. Or you could use it as a feature wall somewhere else in your home. You could use it to frame the fireplace. You could use it to as a backdrop behind your bar. And, in fact, backlight it. We use glass when we do that, recycled glass that we've colored. Mirror glass.
Lynn, I'm so intrigued. Okay. All right, hold on. I got lots of questions.
Okay.
So you have certified installers that'll put this in. The quartz and everything that you mix with the resins, you can customize based on the application. How many different color combinations are we talking about?
As many colors as there are in beyond the rainbow. Just literally any color can be created.
Wow.
If you've got a color that you want to match, we can match it.
How thick is the substrate when it goes down?
It basically depends on the thickness of the stones. The stones come anywhere from 1 to 2 millimeter size to a 8 to 16 millimeter size. So the thicker the stones are, the thicker the floor is going to be. Traditionally, we use the 2 to 3 millimeter size in most in home applications. And so it's about a quarter of an inch thick.
What am I putting this over? In other words, if I'm in a bathroom, is my subfloor underneath there similar to what I would put a ceramic or a stone floor over?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So it'd be some type of concrete base like a Durarock or some sort of mud set that would go. So really, it, from a structural standpoint, this finished product is only as good as the subfloor I have underneath it.
That's very true. Absolutely.
Okay. Wow. And tell me about the wear and care of something like this.
Well, I was listening to you talking about the indentation in your sofa, and I was thinking about also in front of that sofa, there is probably a mark where people's feet are, you know, where you sit and watch TV.
Right.
And somebody, you sit in that same spot every day, and your feet sit there, and that gets dirty and it gets worn. That's not going to happen with this product. You're not going to see those indentations. And if there does start to become the least bit of a wear pattern, it can be resealed and brought back to its complete new, fresh.
What do I use to clean this floor?
Very simple to clean. Again, back to the word carpet. You treat it just like your carpet. You vacuum it. If there's a spot, you wipe the spot up. Periodically, you should do a wet vac steam extraction type of cleaning.
Right.
Like, you know, once a year, just like you would with your regular carpeting. So very, very easy to care for.
And can you give me a range of, I assume it gets installed per square foot, the pricing
Correct.
Of it? Can you give me sort of a range of pricing?
There are some variables, you know, depending on whether, you know, it is indoor, whether it's outdoor, whether you want it to be sealed to a certain extent, what the size of the stones are. I would say an average range is going to be in about the $12 a square foot range installed.
Wow. I mean, what's that look on your face? Wait, Lindsay's giving me a look on her face.
I need to see this.
You need to see it,
I'm
right?
So
it sounds right. So here's the thing.
What it looks like.
You could go to a flooring store and buy a laminate floor that you'd click together, and you would spend $9 a square foot all day for that installation. All day. Now, I realize, okay, you're saying 12, and I want people to know that it can be higher than that, certainly.
Right.
But at that number, if there's an opportunity to do that for 12, if you go do a laminate floor for 9, 5 years from now, you're going to 5-6 years from now, you're going to replace that. This, I mean, the fact that it's quartz and has the resin, you got those big slobbery dogs that are running around. People say, oh, you're scratching my floor. This is like nirvana for them.
And you know what, Lou, it's so unique. I walk into these flooring stores now, and everywhere you go, this wood laminate flooring looks exactly the same.
Oh, yeah.
From store to store to store.
Yeah.
And from home, if you went to a model home, you know, that's what they're showing now in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everybody's got the same thing. And this, you can create completely your own look.
And you can totally put this over a heated system. So this can be, it's probably perfect for that.
Yes. You can also put it over a rubber deflection system.
Right, sound deadening system like in a condominium or something like that.
Right.
Wow. Lynn, you know what? You know what you should be? You should be the head of sales and marketing because you did a really good job of describing all of this. Who do I need to talk to see if I can get you a promotion? Where do you guys make this stuff? Where are you based out of?
Well, we are based as the American distribution center in Las Vegas. The product is actually made in Belgium.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You can get some waffles along with the floor. I love it. It's like a whole thing. Right.
And beer.
I love it. And some chocolate, right? The Belgian chocolate. So it's, you know, it's funny that you say that it's got a European thing because it seems fitting that that's where it would be, a very durable hard surface. Certainly in Europe, the spaces typically in homes are smaller, but they want efficient. They're willing to spend more not to have to worry about it.
Right.
Oh, I love this. Where do people learn more about this product, Lynn?
At quartzcarpet.com. Quartz being spelled like, not like a quart of milk, but like the stone. Quartz carpet.com.
All right. We'll put that link up on our Facebook page, our website, as well as some photos so people can see it. And you have installers in the Chicagoland area. So if people go to that website, can they be connected to some of those installers through your website?
You connect to us to the info portion, and we will refer you to an installer in your area.
That's awesome. Lynn Robinson, Director of Sales and Marketing, soon to be the CEO of the company Quartz Carpet. thank you so much for waking up with us this morning and give us some information about this really terrific sounding product.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You got to take care. That's cool, right? That's cool. I could totally, when she said about the accent wall and stuff,
right?
That's a neat. The thing that's cool about it, what I can picture and what she described, is there's a texture to it.
Right.
It's not, you know, when you go to O'Hare and you see a terrazzo floor, it's a similar process, but they grind that super smooth, mm-hmm. which I think is cool, too. But this is really neat.
I need to see it.
Well,
I need like a...
Go to our Facebook page and you can. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 8:53 in the morning. My name's Lou Manfredini. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody you could call to tackle those weekend projects around your home? Somebody? Anybody? Because let's face it, we all have our issues.
I have white spots on my deck.
We got chipmunks in our front yard.
I cannot decide which siding I want.
Well, it's a good thing you're listening, because Lou might just be your somebody. Just give him a call right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue on 720 WGN.
Hi, 9:10 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I really like that whole quartz floor thing. Did you find some pictures to put up on the Facebook page?
I did.
How does it look?
It looks seamless. It looks like,
well, right, that's the cool part about it,
like one piece just got put right in there. I feel like I need to see it in person.
Yeah, It's cool.
So I'm very intrigued.
It's cool. And they have several installers in the area that if you are at all interested in this, I think it's a cool idea.
And then it could go inside, outside, in your garage, in your shower.
We got to come up with some kind of promotion where we create like a... We take some of these, all these great sponsors we have that offer some really cool stuff where people could register to win a Mr. Fix-It makeover thing, something, right?
I love it.
Where we do something like the quartz floor in a, you know, it's something they could do, you know, they could bring a whole bunch of different people together. You could get the Fox Home Center people, you could get the Builder Supply Outlet people together. You know, kind of sharing a little bit of, you know, do what... I mean, I know Fox Home Center and Builder Supply Outlet kind of are in the same space with the kitchens. But there might be other places that they're not in the same space. And then you get some flooring guy and really make it some nice promotion that could go for a certain length of time. We get the work done and we, you know, we get the whole video team here to go out and film it all. It could be really cool.
Didn't we do that ugliest bathroom a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Remember when we used to do the home invasions?
Yeah.
Right?
I do.
We got that was fun. Going to people's houses and giving them robes. Remember we went to the one place and the lady made like a full buffet?
Yes.
Right?
Her.
Was that Halloween?
It was Halloween. Yeah. I remember you wore your bear costume.
Right. We got to do that again. Just making sure people are paying attention. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here is Karen in Lombard. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello. Okay, so we have mold in our attic. And evidently it's...
How do you know?
Because home inspector's out here and told us.
Did he test it or did he just look at it and say you have mold?
He just looked at it and said we had mold.
Okay.
He said we need to have somebody come out and test it and clean it up. He thought it was mold.
Okay. How much? Did you see it?
No. I haven't been up there. My husband says he sees it, but he doesn't know if it's mold either.
Okay. Can I stop you before you go spending all this money to do a couple things first before you go into the spiral
yes,
of the
can.
Abyss? Okay. So you live in Lombard.
Right.
I don't have my horn because Lindsay borrowed my horn for her Halloween costume and didn't bring it back. So the reason you haven't heard my horn today is that, hold on, I think I may have a horn thing. So you know my wife and I own the Ace in Villa Park.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yes, because I think I heard that some other time.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Why don't you go see them? They're nice people there.
Okay, well.
They really are nice people there. They'll take very good care of you. You're going to go there and you're going to buy the mold, home mold test kit from Healthful Home.
Okay.
All right. It is a 5-minute mold test. And it's got a swab and you're going to put your, go up in the attic with your husband or whomever is going to take a little swab of this thing and you're going to put it on there. It reminds me a little bit of a pregnancy test in the way you use it.
Okay.
And you're going to know in 5 minutes whether you have mold or not.
Okay.
Okay. And then if you have mold, you can treat that mold with a product called Concrobium Mold Control. I found the sound
effect.
There you
go.
I found a sound effect.
Okay.
Okay. So this, the way this works is you're going to spray. So I want your husband or whomever is going to go do this, depending on if he has access to it. Wear a mask. Here's the thing with Concrobium Mold Control. They hate when I say this, but it's made with food grade products. You could drink it. I don't want you to, and it wouldn't hurt you. You wouldn't like the flavor. Don't drink it, but it's safe. You need the mask for the potential mold, not the cleaner. Spray it on. Spray it on. Let it dry. Then take a stiff brush and brush it off. Then spray it again, and it has residual value. The mold, she's a gone.
Gotcha. Okay, so evidently it's two big areas, and our attic doesn't have any sort of floor in it. So what if we don't want to do this? Do you have somebody locally that does this?
I can give you the name of somebody if you hang on off the air. that is a professional company that can come out and do that, and then they can tackle the whole thing. But before you go spend that money, I would try this mold test. And if your husband can navigate, depending, or somebody can navigate that attic space to go over there and do the little swab test, at least you're going to know 100% what you want to do and how to proceed. So hang on a second. We'll get that information to you in just a second. It's 9:16 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Steve Alexander, and every Saturday morning, Lou used to tell me he loved me.
I still do.
I miss that. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own WGN.
You know, I thought for sure I was going to see Steve Alexander on one of those buses, you know, in the parade. And so I texted him. I go, hey, what bus are you on? And he said, the 151. And nobody's waving. That's funny.
Surprised he wasn't driving the Jeep.
I know, exactly. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Nick and Lyle. Hey, Nick, you're on WGN.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, how can I help you, sir?
Good. We have a Bosch dishwasher just over a year old. And since day one when we got it, after our first wash, after a couple days, you get a bad smell coming from the dishwasher. I've used the Cascade dishwasher cleaner bi-monthly, and it still comes back.
Are you emptying out that filter at the bottom?
Yes.
And when you do, is it collecting a lot of stuff?
No. I did look on the Internet. It did say something that maybe the piping, the drain might be too high, not low enough, and the water sits there.
Yeah, let me ask you this. The drain hose, that is it a hose that comes out of that Bosch?
Look.
No. In other words, does it drain into under your sink?
Yes.
Okay. And when you look there, do you see a hose coming out?
Yes.
And does it, is it at the top of the, is it at the top of the, cabinet? In other words, I need a loop. I need a little bit of a trap.
It's at the top of the cabinet, and it goes down halfway underneath the sink into the piping.
Goes down halfway into the sink. Okay. And does it, is it on a little tailpiece that then it's screwed onto like a little extension that comes off of the,
yes,
the drop down. Okay. I'm trying to think of how this works. I'm just trying to picture it. See, I think what you don't have is that hose, when it comes from the top, does it go straight into the pipe or is there like a little J?
Yes.
You see what I'm talking about? I need a...
I'm looking at the hose now. In fact, the hose, like it comes from the bottom of the dishwasher, and then it's so long, it goes up to the top of the sink and makes a loop and comes back down into the piping.
Right. And is this against an outside wall, or is it on an island?
Island.
An island. And what kind of venting do you have on that island?
Well, it's not an island, it's just... when you say outside wall, is that outside of the house wall?
Yeah.
No.
So it's in the center of the kitchen?
Yes.
And how is the rest of that sink vented? Let me ask you this. You had another dishwasher there forever, and you never had this smell?
Correct.
Okay. Here's what I think it is. That hose that comes out of that cabinet, find out if you have more hose, like if it's tucked underneath there, and I want you to see if you can pull it out, and I want it to come from the top, give you a little J bend, and then go into the vent.
It's pretty long hose.
Okay, so if you can pull it out even more, I need you to create a trap. You understand what I'm trying to get you to do with the hose?
Yes.
That's where your smell's coming from.
Okay. That'll be
a project for today, then.
There you go. You get, at least you know you got your work cut out for you today. I appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Our Just Text Me segment is sponsored by iwantsmart.com. Hey, Sam Panianovich, are you doing a Sports Saturday something?
Yeah, that's at 10 o'clock, and then I'll be back for Preps Plus tonight at 6 o'clock.
Man, they're working you like a dog.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you this. I've been doing public address for rugby all weekend.
Really?
So I did the All Blacks and the USA Eagles yesterday at Toyota Park, and then there's a match today. It's Ireland and New Zealand at Soldier Field. So if you have it on TV and you hear me in the background, that's actually a thing.
I was it's funny you say that about the I was invited to come to the Soldier Field thing with some people, with the Wet and Forget people,
right?
That are big sponsors and big rugby fans, and that's a huge game at Soldier Field today, right?
Oh, massive! They're going to sell that out, no doubt. They sold out yesterday at Toyota Park, and it's always fun to watch the All Blacks do that haka. You know what the haka is?
I have no idea.
It's that dance that they do before. Well, not a dance. It's sort of like a ritual before the match where they like hit each other in the face over and over again.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Very, very intense. And they do this. They were doing it yesterday. They were screaming and pounding each other's faces, and the Americans are just watching them like, "Oh my God, we have to play these psychos."
That's great.
Close. It wasn't
That's
close
great.
Either. So maybe
you got a busy day ahead of you.
Yes,
That's great.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit.
You got it.
It is time for Just Text Me, sponsored by iwantsmart.com. Hi,
it
Lindsay.
Sure is. Hi.
What do you got for us?
All right. Can you use Wet and Forget on a deck and then treat it next spring?
Use Wet and Forget on a deck. Treat it. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's a, you know, the thing with that product is that it takes time for it to work. So, in other words, you're going to spray that on there, and you're not going to be like, oh, my gosh, look, it's amazing. But over time, it will brighten that up. And if you, in particular, for those of you that have decks that are in shaded areas where you get a little moss or mildew on there, you'll be amazed at the results. Just follow the instructions on the bottle to a T.
Mm-hmm. 708, how do you get water spots off a shower door and wall? Tried cleaners and vinegar solutions.
What is the product that I told you about that I love called Everbright, Everclean?
It's called...
That we carry it at the stores.
Bright it's and Clean.
Bright and Clean. It is a powder that is the solution to water spots on glass, on anything. And it is absolutely lights out.
Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E, though.
Right. Bright and Clean. You have to find it at participating Ace stores, and it will work.
And next, how do you get rid of spiders, outside webs, all over the front of the house and bushes? Halloween is over.
Okay. The same Wet and Forget people that are getting the double thing, I would be honking my horn like crazy. Oh, wait, here
honk,
it is.
Honk, honk, honk. I have to say, I put the stay away. It's called stay away. Are you going to talk about the ever?
Well, you can do that. Go ahead. Do the stay away. Tell me.
Yeah. I just put it. I just opened my package about 2 days ago. And I put them all over my... I mean, I haven't seen any spiders, but I don't know if that's coincidental. But I mean, I really haven't seen any or killed any.
Well, they don't... It's a repellent.
Oh.
It doesn't
No, I said I haven't killed... Because I usually find them and I
see, now I like... See, here's
them.
The thing. I like spiders. Spiders have... it in the ecosystem of the world, they are a very important bug.
I know, but I don't... Like, David found one on our bed the other day. That creeped me out.
There's a joke there I'm not going to go with. Okay, so spiders are, you know, they typically are places that are, you know, everybody leaves that area alone, and they kind of camp out waiting for but they're getting rid of all the other bugs in your house.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay, so the stay away is by the Fresh Cab people.
Fresh Cab.
And now I got this. I don't even need my horn now. I got this. So the other one is Wet and Forget has a product called Mrs. Moffitt's Revenge in a gray bottle. You spray it in those areas outside, done.
Only outside, or can that go inside too?
You can go inside too, but it works.
I think I know where they're coming in.
Right.
This isn't even my question, but I've just made it my question.
Well, then if you know where they're coming in, put the stay away.
That's what I did.
And now you don't see any.
I did. Nope.
Right.
And it smells good.
Right.
It smells like lemongrass.
It's amazing to me, that whole line of Fresh Cab products, how they figured out the scents that these bugs don't like. And they're using nature to drive it.
That is pretty cool.
Right?
Lastly, why does water shut off valve to toilet knock and vibrate when I turn it?
Well, it could be a combination of a bunch of things. It could be that you need to replace the fill valve in the toilet. That could be worn out. So that would be one thing. It could be that your overall water system, I give this tip 1,000 times, but people are always like, what's that tip about the water? And I never listen. And now it applies to me. And now I want to know what it is. So what I would tell you to do, if you know, we don't have this information, but if it's like, oh, this toilet's only 3 years old, well, then the fill valve's fine. More than likely, but I would shut the main water valve off, turn all the faucets on, flush all the toilets, drain the entire system out until no more water comes out, then shut everything, then fill it back up, turn the water back on to get all the water to flow through it, and that probably will solve the problem. You could have given that advice, right?
I could have.
Right.
Who needs you?
I know. You have
me.
No idea. Right. You know, any more?
No, that's this week's Just Text Me.
All right, 9:44 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get more of your phone calls right after this. 9:48 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Marilyn in Chicago. Hi, Marilyn. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have. We have a little problem in the basement. We discovered we have those, I guess they're the support beams that hold, I don't know, they're wooden beams that are in the basement. They're spaced.
They're columns? They're columns?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And they're starting to deteriorate at the base.
Okay.
We're not sure who we call, or we actually did try to call somebody. We went on to NERI, and we pulled in our zip code, and we got a contractor who came out and said, oh, yeah, this needs to, that we can replace this, but he's never returned.
Okay.
So,
do you have a pencil?
Yes, I do.
Permaseal.
Oh, perfect.
800.
I've got them out before.
800-421-SEAL. They do structural repairs. They could come out and inspect that. It won't cost you anything for the inspection. And they can give you some advice and should be able to handle it.
Oh, my God. You're the best.
You're the best.
Oh, no. You are the best.
No, you are.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Right now? Okay, fine, I will. Here's Jeanette in Freeport. Hi, Jeanette. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Yes, we're building a house in Stevenson County, Illinois, which is, you know, west of Chicagoland. And
Stevenson County, is that almost on the Iowa border?
Yeah, well, you know, we're about, 20 miles south of Monroe, Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
You know, towards Galena, Illinois.
Gotcha.
So we're really excited because there's only a few houses in Stevenson County this year that are being built.
And you don't like people.
What'd you say?
And you don't like people.
Well.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. We're building on 5 acres of wood.
Wow.
But we're about done with this project, and they put a radon mitigation system in there, but, you know, we're just, it's passive, so we're wondering if we should do the fan or not the fan, you know?
So the house is built?
It's almost.
And then did we do some sort of testing to find out that you have high radon in the area?
No, we're not going to do that. It's generally high in the area.
Okay.
So, and you know.
Do we have little kids?
Yeah, we have, well, our teenagers are, gonna, you know, 16 and 18.
So they're going to live in the basement?
Pretty much.
Do you love those kids?
Yeah, we do.
Then put in the fan.
Okay. How much does that run a year to run that fan?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, okay.
You're not even going to know it's plugged in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it won't be loud or?
No. It's on the outside of the house. It just runs and runs and runs. It's quiet. You don't even know it's running. You know, if it draws 3 amps, I would be surprised, and that's like nothing.
Okay.
Put the fan in. If you didn't love the kids, I would just say go down there and lie on the floor and take deep breaths. But since you love them,
yeah.
Put the fan in and enjoy your beautiful house out there in God's country. Sounds like a great, great place. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back.
Happy trails to you.
Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Veronica, doing the news, and Sam on sports, and Ferguson for making sure that all the wires are plugged in, and Lindsay for keeping me on track and saying nice things to the people when they call in. Our last call, sponsored by Townstone Financial, is Bev in Orland Park. Hi, Bev. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I've got a question. You had a segment on rodents on Channel 9 News a couple weeks back.
Yep.
And you had some housing for the Rad-X to be put in.
Rad-X is a type of bait that you can use that's super effective that you would use outdoors.
Correct.
Okay.
I just cannot find. I found the Rad-X, but I can't find the little housing things or the things that you put the Rad-X in for outside so that other animals don't get it, just the mice would get it.
Oh. Well,
where would I
what I mentioned, if you were going to use it outside, is a trick is if you can get an old milk crate.
Oh, okay.
And you put it in a, you know, you could pour it on the ground or you could put it in a shallow dish and then put mm-hmm. the milk crate over the top of it. So in other words, if you have a dog or you have a cat, you put that on top of there and you put a brick on top of that so they can't get at it, but the rodent can get in between the holes, have a little snack that's not really good for them, and and then they will expire. Remember, when you're dealing with rodents, you want to make sure that you're baiting on the outside and using traps on the inside, because the whole idea is you want to draw them out to the food source on the outside. Right. And then they go off and expire somewhere else. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, you're killing the rats. You're a terrible person. I have no love lost for rats and mice. And if you want on the inside, this product we talk about called Fresh Cab, which is a repellent. And the repellent you would use on the inside. And that way you get them to leave the house, okay, and then you feed them on the outside, and then they expire on the outside as well.
Okay, I will get Fresh Cab and Rad-X.
Do me a favor. Hang on a second. Since you're our last caller, we're going to send you out a, how about this, a certificate for a desktop sports-themed artificial Christmas tree of your choice with white micro lights from Treetime Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. You can visit them at treetime.com. Can we give her the little lighted tree and all that kind of stuff, which would be kind of nice? 312. Well, we're just about out of time. But it's an amazing weekend. And I know that I was talking to a lot of people about this whole Cubs thing. And one of the things that was amazing to me when we were standing outside Wrigley Field, looking at these buses and the players on top of it, I was looking around the people that were next to us. My wife was there. She's a huge sports fan. She's a big Cubs fan. She's thin, but she's big. And my son was there. Max was there. And it was amazing to me to see the all walks of life that were out there, from little kids to people in their 70s. And we're talking, chatting as we're waiting for the whole thing to go. And we said, how can this be possible? How is this absolutely possible? And for those long-suffering or, you know, believers in the Cubs, it really is here. And I know for many of us, we still can't believe it. But it happened. It was a lot of fun. And we just got to enjoy it at this point. Now it'll be all of the it'll definitely be a Cubs Christmas for any Cubs fan. Right, Lindsay, when you're thinking about what you get your dad for Christmas, at least you know it'll be anything and anything that has to do with the Cubs.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, would you like a coffee mug? Sure. Oh, would you like a knit cap? Sure.
Easy.
Right. It's easy. It's so simple. And believe me, everybody's going to have this stuff. It's incredible.
We're going to take our Christmas picture right after this.
Are you? Right?
Yes.
I'm telling you. Sam, you got to call the operations people over at the Cubs. And
okay.
I'm telling you, the marquee, they can advertise all they want. But for the month of December, every 5 minutes, it's got to say World Series champs. So we can all go and take our Christmas pictures in front of the marquee.
I will get on it.
Yeah, it's really more personal because Carmen's going to be in New York until, well, maybe we could do it around Thanksgiving.
They'll probably do it up until opening day. I mean, let's be serious.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you, of course?
Right? And now, you know how everybody was so worried about the flying of the W and when you're supposed to do it and when you're not? Now I think you can just leave it up until April.
I concur with that.
Right?
Yes.
Just leave the flag up. It's good for the retailers because over the winter it'll get tattered and then you'd have to buy another one, you know, come spring. So we definitely promote you keeping that W flag up. And I've been getting pictures from people, the W flag everywhere. I was watching that, you know, some of the soldiers serving overseas, people have shipped them W flags and they're sticking them outside their camps. A friend of mine is visiting his mother over in Michigan, and there's a huge picture on the beach of this flag sticking out over Lake Michigan on the other side with the W flag. So rejoice, Cubs fans. It is absolutely something to wonder in. And remember, Tuesday, Quinn's birthday, but don't forget to vote. That is the most important thing we all must do. Thank you so much for listening. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.